Okay, Tov, good morning. Gimel B'Tishrei. I wish everyone an easy meaning to fast. Today's daf is, we left off at the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Bet, towards the bottom of the page. Today's daf is daf Lamed Vav 36. We're at 35b, about 10 lines on the bottom of the page. Isi Tane. Isi Tot. Af Bali Krechun Nashim Turot. We were talking about the mitzvot that women are exempt from. And he says, even Bali Krechu, making a bald spot on your head, from a dead person, for a person who had died, you make a bald spot. That even women are exempt from that. So the Gemara says, "My tama de isi." What's his reason? The darish hachi. He's doresh the following: "Bani matem la Adonai lechem." Says you are children to God. Lo tidgodedu v'lo tasimu korchavin enechem lemet. Don't desecrate your body. Don't seem it. Don't put any bald spots in your butt and between your eyes because of a dead person. Ki am gadosh atah la Adonai lecha, because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. Banim velo banot lekorcha. So saying only the sons have the prohibition of making a bald spot, not the daughters, not the girls. Ata omer lekorcha, you know that gedida. Is that referring to women are exempt from korcha, from bald spot, or from actually slashing their skin, making a cut in their skin? So the Gemara says, kishehu omer ki am kadosh ata Adonai lecha. When it says your nation is holy to Hashem your God, it's talking about all men and women. So, hare gedida amur. Cutting is a prohibition for both men and women. Ha mani mekayem banim elo banot. So, what do I fulfill with the pasuk banim? When it says only the sons, not the daughters? Le korcha. That's referring to making a bald spot for a dead person. That only men are liable, not women. So, the Gemara says, umar ra'ita la rabote da gedida lo tziyat da korcha. What did you see to include women for the prohibition of cutting their skin, but you excluded women for the prohibition of making a bald spot? So the Gemara says, "Merabe ani et hakedida sheishnam mekom ha-se'ar v'shelo mekom ha-se'ar." I include the women for cutting, because cutting is a prohibition any part of the body, whether it's near the hair or not near the hair, where the hair is or not. "Umotzi ani et korcha she'ina ela mekom se'ar." But I remove, I say the women are not liable for making a bald spot, because that's only in the place where there's hair. Why don't we say that women are exempt from both? Women would not be liable, let's say, for cutting their skin or for bald spotting. It says your nation is holy to Hashem your God. It's referring to cutting your skin with a different type. So the Rashi explains it, understands that srita and gedida, the Gemara is understanding that two different types of cutting. One is with a hand and one is with a kli. So maybe srita is what women are reliable for. So the Gemara says, "Kasavar isi srita ugedida achati." This is a machloket, but isi holds that srita and gedida are two types of cutting. He says it's one type of cutting. So therefore, you cannot say that women are exempt from cutting. Women are liable for cutting, but they're exempt from bald spotting. Abaye amar. Abaye says, "Haynu tamad isi." This is the reason for isi. The gamar korcha korcha mibnei Aaron. He learns gzera shava of korcha korcha from the children of Aaron. Just like by the daughters of Aaron, children of Aaron, women are exempt. So too over here, women are exempt. So the Gemara says, "Ve'is viralan." If you think the chiktiv kra bekule inyanau dichtiv, if you think the pasuk is referring to all the mitzvot, right? If you go back to that pasuk and you think it's referring to all of the mitzvot, loy kachuk korcha v'rasham v'ad zekanam loy galechu v'saram loy sertu saratet, all of these mitzvot. Let the pasuk be silent, and we can learn it out from a kal v'chomer. You don't need the gzera shava. I would have said the following: Uma kohanim sheriba b'hena katuv mitzvot yeterot. Kohanim have more mitzvot than regular Jew. Bnei Aaron v'no bnot Aaron. And still, what do we say? Only bnei Aaron, only the sons of Aaron are obligated, are liable, but the daughters of Aaron would not be in this case of korcha. So Israel, of course, again, is it not all the more so that Israel, a woman, would not be liable for making a bald spot? Why do I need the gzera shava? So the Gemara says, "Ilav gzera shava." If it wasn't for the gzera shava, hava amena hifsika inyan. I would have thought the pasuk made a hefsek. I would have thought that since there's a hefsek in the pasuk, therefore I would not be able to learn such a thing without the gzera shava. The Gemara says, "Hashanami nema hifsika inyan." Hold on. Even with the gzera shava, why don't we say even with the gzera shava that the pasuk made a hefsek? And therefore, you wouldn't be able to learn it. The Gemara says, "Ve'im yishum gzera shava." And if you want to learn from the gzera shava, mibayin le'lechid detanya, you need to learn the following from the gzera shava. It says, "Lo yikrechu." When it says "lo yikrechu," yachol afilo karach arba v'chamesh korachot lo yechayav edachat. Let's say you did four or five bald spots. Is it possible you'd only be liable for one? You did four or five. It says, make you liable for every single bald spot if you made one. Birosham, on your head. Why is it on your head? It says you cannot make a bald spot in between your eyes, the spot on your head, like the tefillin spot in between your eyes. You can't make a bald spot there. I would have thought, you'd only be liable for in between the eyes, over here. So how do I know? I don't know if somebody made a bald spot in their head because of a dead person, someone who passed away, on any part of the head, they would be liable. It says on your head, to make you liable for the head, just like for in between the eyes, meaning you're not allowed to bald spot any part of the head. The Gemara says, that's only referring to Kohanim. They have extra mitzvot. Regular Jews don't have extra mitzvot. Where it says Israel minalan, how do I know this is for Israel as well? Ne'emar kan korcha, ne'emar lahalan korcha. It says korcha in both places. Ma kan chayav al kol korcha ve'korcha ve'chayav al arosh keben ha'inayim. Just like in the case of Kohanim, I'm liable for every bald spot and for any part of the head, just like the eye, in between the eyes part of the head. Af lahalan, so too in the case of all Israel, chayav al kol korcha ve'korcha, I'd be liable for every bald spot ve'chayav al arosh keben ha'inayim, and liable for the head. Just like in between the eyes, part of the head. The Gemara says, okay, umal lahalan almet, afkan almet. So too, in the latter case, in the case of Israel, it's referring to because of a dead person. This prohibition is when a dead person dies, you get so upset, the person rips out hairs, makes a bald spot. So if that's the case, so what are you learning from here? This is Gezerah Shavah. You can't learn to come and exempt women. It's coming to teach all of these dinim for the whole head, for every single bald spot. How can you learn that it's exempt women? The Gemara says, im ken nichtov kra kereach. And it would have just said kereach. Why does it say my korcha? Shema mina tarte. It's coming to teach two things. It's coming to teach all of these dinim we just learned, and it's coming to teach that women would be exempt from this prohibition. Rava says no. Hainu ta'ama diisi. This is the reason for the opinion of Isi, who said that women are exempt. Diyalef ben enechem tefillin. He learns out ben enechem from tefillin. Mal hala nashim tura. Just like for tefillin, women are exempt. Afkan nashim tura. So too over here, bal yekrechu. Women are exempt. The Gemara says, "V'Rava, my ta'ama lo amar ka'abaye." Okay, Rava, why didn't you say like Abaye? So he says, "Kereach korchal no mashmalei." He doesn't learn such a derasha of the extra letter, the extra hey. So he can't learn out like Abaye. V'Abaye, my ta'ama lo amar ka'Rava. Okay, Abaye, why don't you say like Rava? Amar lach tefillin gufayu mehacha gamar la. He says that tefillin itself, we learn it from here. Ma lahalan makom she'osim korcha. Begova shol rosh, just like over here, where is the bald spot usually made? In the place where the hair grows, right? The height of the head where the hair grows, like the. So too, afkan makom hanacha begova shol rosh. So too, where do you put your tefillin? In the place where the hair grows. Or you can't put your tefillin on the forehead. Tefillin has to completely be on the spot where the hair grows. So in fact, the opposite. We learn out tefillin from korcha. So you can't learn out korcha from tefillin. The Gemara says, "Ubein Abaye, Ubein Rava, Hai Banim Atem My Dershibe." This is beautiful. Whether you go like Rava or Abaye, what does it mean? Banim Atem Ladonai Lechem. You are the sons of God. Hai Mi Bayi Lechidatanit. For the following baraita, Banim Atem Ladonai Lechem says you are the sons of Hashem, your God. Bizman Shatem Noagim Inhang Banim Atem Karim Banim. When you accustom yourself the customs of sons, you act like Hashem's sons. Then you are called sons. En Atem Noagim Banim. In atem karim banim, if you don't act like sons, you're not considered a son. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says something beautiful. And this is perfect for this time. Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Benkach u benkach atem karim banim. No matter what, you're considered Hashem's sons. Whether you're good, whether you're bad, you'll always be Hashem's sons. And Emar, banim sechalim hema. They are sons, but they're foolish. But they're still sons. Ve'omer, and then it says, banim lo emun bam. They're sons that they're not loyal. They don't believe in God. They don't have emunah. Ve'omer zera mer'im banim mashkitim, sons that cause destruction, avodah zara, they're still sons. Ve'omer v'hayam makom asher ya'amer lehem lo amiyatem ya'amer lehem b'nei el chai. Instead of saying you're not my nation, it says b'nei el chai, my sons. So the Gemara says, my ve'omer, what is that last line coming to add? So the Gemara says, v'chitem asechalehu demikre b'nei. Maybe if they're fools, yeah, they're still sons. But kileid ve'emunatayu lo mikre b'nei. But if they're not loyal, if they don't have emunah, maybe we wouldn't call them sons of Hashem. No, that's why it says Tashma ve'omer banim le'emun bam. That's why it says even if they don't believe, even if they're not loyal to God, they still are considered Hashem's sons. It says ve'omer zera mereim banim mashchitim. I'm sorry. V'chi teima ki leid behem emunutai yehudim mikrubanim. Maybe emunuta yehudim mikrubanim. Only when they don't have emunah are they still considered sons. But maybe ki palchu l'avodat kochavim lo mikrubanim. If they worship idols, maybe they're no longer Hashem's sons. Tashma, that's why it says ve'omer zera mera'im banim mashchitim. It says that even if they cause destruction, they're still Hashem's sons. It says v'chi teima banim mashchitim yehudim mikro. Maybe they are but children who cause destructions, but they're not Hashem's full-fledged sons anymore once they do that. That's why it says, Tashma ve'omer v'hayam imkom asher yamer lahem lo amiyatem yamer lahem b'nei el-chai. No. Even if they do avodah zara, even if they cause destruction, you're still considered Hashem's full-fledged son. And Hashem never lets go of you, no matter what. Very nice. Okay, new Mishnah. Hasmichot v'tenufot. All of these different things we're going to describe. Smichot is when you push down on the head of the animal. Tenufot is the waving process of the animal. V'hagashot, when you bring your mincha to the mizbeach, your megish. V'akmitzot, three fingers, when you would take frankincense from the korban. V'haktarot, the actual sacrifice itself, the hekter, haktarot. V'amelikot, doing melika, they would do melikata off for the chickens, the way they would... They would do melika through using their thumbs. That's how they would kill from the back of the animal's neck. V'akabalot, the receiving of the blood. V'azaot, the sprinkling of the blood. All of those things, noagim ba'anashim v'lo benashim. Only men can do them, not women. Chutz miminchat sota v'nezira shehen menifot. Except for the mincha of a sota offering or a nezira offering. Because the women are the ones that actually are the ones that waving it themselves. So the Gemara says, Smichot, now it's just going to bring psukim for all of these, how we know that it's only by men. Smichot, dichtiv, it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'samach, b'nei Yisrael somchim v'in b'nod Yisrael somchot. Only men do it, not women. It says, b'nei Yisrael. Tenufot, the waving process. That was for pushing down the head. Now it's the waving process. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'henif, b'nei Yisrael menifin v'in b'nod Yisrael menifot. Only the men do it. The waving process says, b'nei, not b'nod. Hagashot, the bringing of the sacrifice, the mincha, dichtiv vezot torat mincha hakrev ota bnei Aaron velo benot Aaron. It says only the sons of Aaron, and not the daughters of Aaron. Kmitzot, the kmitza, the taking with your three fingers of the frankincense from the actual korban itself, dichtiv vehevi'ah el bnei Aaron vekamatz. So it says bnei Aaron velo benot Aaron, only the sons, not the daughters. Haktarot, dichtiv vehiktiru oto bnei Aaron. They actually were makdirah. They brought it onto the mizbeach. Bnei Aaron v'lo benot Aaron. That's only the sons, not the daughters.
I don't know.
It's not the saying that he had daughters. It's saying only boy, only men, not women. That's what it's trying to say. Hamelikot, melika, that they would take the big, you know, the nail, and they would do melika with the back of the neck of the chicken's head of the neck. Hamelikot dichtiv umalak vehiktir. It says itekash melika lahaktara. It says umalak vehiktir. So it makes a connection between melika and haktara. So therefore, just like for haktarot, the actual sacrificing itself, only men do it, so too for melika, only men do it. Hakabalot, the receiving of the blood, dichtiv v'hikrivu b'nei Aharon, they sacrifice b'nei Aharon. V'amar mor, he says, v'hikrivu, flipping the amud, zo kabalat adam. That is the receiving of the blood. Meaning, for the receiving of the blood also, only the men do it, and the woman would not do it. V'hazaot, okay, now we have the sprinkling of the blood. Hazadehecha, which part of, which psukim are you referring to? Where is it written about the sprinkling? So, para, if it's referring to para aduma, it says elazar kaduba. It says only the Kohen Gadol can do it. So all, even the other Kohanim are not allowed to do it. So, how much more so women are not allowed? You don't need to mention this. It says, idifnim, if it's referring to just inside the mikdash, or inside of the parochet, or mizbeach hazav, that's specifically referring to Kohen HaMashiach. Only Kohen can do it. Not even other Israelis. So obviously, how much more so women cannot do it. It says HaKohen HaMashiach Ketuv Ba. The Kohen HaMashiach, only Kohen can do it. So Ella, it must be Hazaad Ben Of. It must be referring to the sprinkling of a chicken. Somebody bringing Chatata Of, let's say a sin offering, and therefore they're sprinkling the blood. That men can do it, women cannot. The Atev HaKal V'Chomer Ben Son, we learn it out from HaKal V'Chomer, from the Korban of a sheep. It says Uma Ben Son Shelo Kavalo Kohen Deshkitato. For a ben son, for a bringing of a sheep, for a korban, the Torah does not specify that it needs to be by a kohen that slaughtered it. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a kohen slaughtering it. But it needs to be that a kohen sprinkles the blood. So ben off, for a chicken, let's say chatata off, shekavala kohen amelikato. A kohen has to be the one to do melika with his nail. How much more so? Ino din sheikvalo lahazato. Is it not all the more so that the kohen... Or that a kohen should be the one that has to actually sprinkle the blood. Right? As the Pasuk says, Vizarku Bnei Aaron. So therefore, that's how it's learning. Only men would be allowed to do this, the sprinkling process, but not the women. Women would not be allowed to bring the sprinkling of the blood. It would only be the men that would be allowed to do so. Okay, I think we'll start there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We start on the Amud Bed, talking about the opinion of Isi, that he says that women are exempt even from the prohibition of making a bald spot because of a dead person. We had Machloket Abayin Rava as to what the reason was. We explained the Pasuk, Banim Atem L'Adonai Elohechem. Machloket Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says, if you're keeping Hashem's mitzvot, you're considered his sons. If not, not. Rabbi Meir says, no matter what, you're Hashem's son. Then we had a new Mishnah, part number 3 of the Daf. New Mishnah was all of these different things that were only done by men and not done by women. And the Gemara brought all the different psukim as a source for where these are learned out from. Some of them were smicha, the waving, the hagasha, the kmitza, the haktara, the actual melika of the animal, the receiving of the blood, the sprinkling of the blood, all these types of things. And we brought psukim meforashim, all of the psukim showing how it's only by Bnei Aaron, or only by the sons of Aaron, only by males, and not by females can they be done. We'll stop it for today. Easy and meaningful fast. Amen v'amen.